Ni hao. WhatsApp, Telegram, Discord, and Twitter tell me altcoins are pumping, but most of mine are only up 30 to 200% in the past 7 days. Not sure what everybody's getting so excited about. Catch my most recent update for my assessment of the situation. You can get that update by tapping the button below. If you're thinking about taking profits, add costs for taxes and fees. And if you're one of the quote-unquote sell half at the first double people, you need to sell more than that to pay your taxes. In the US, that means selling an extra 20 to 35% of your tokens in addition to the half you got for quote unquote free. In other countries, you may have to pay 50% or more to your government. Isn't that ironic? You give up 60 to 75% of your investment to get back the money you started with and still expect to get a 100x moonshot on the 25 to 40% remaining on your investment. Are you planning to buy after the inevitable crash? You just might see your favorite altcoin go up another 100 to 500% before that crash sends prices down 50 to 90%. If that very realistic scenario happens, you'll end up buying back into the market at roughly the same price that you sold at. Depending on what you want to get out of the market, that may be a perfect decision. I'm sticking to my plan, and you can see my plan by tapping the button below. Also, watch the video below for a little more of my thoughts about what to do now. When the market goes up, just keep in mind, when the market goes up, you never feel like you put enough money into it. And when the market goes down, you always feel like you put too much money into it. Change your CoinGecko app to show prices in BTC terms. It may help calm your nerves. Listen on for a poll. Article is a meme, a podcast, and some job listings. The poll. Pick a fractal for 2023 to 2024. Scroll down and you can see the image below or the tweet that is linked below, and then pick your fractal A, B, or C. Mt. Gox, are you wondering why the $2 billion that Mt. Gox, the $2 billion in Mt. Gox distributions did not push the market down in January or now? As the reason is because the Bitcoins did not hit the market. The Mt. Gox repayment got pushed to March at the earliest. That means we still have $2 billion in Bitcoin hanging over the market for at least a few more months, waiting for trustees to distribute. Plus, the fracas with Digital Currency Group, a government takedown of Nexo, more FTX turmoil, higher interest rates, and possibly a wave of crypto exchange failures. Can't catch a break, can we? Mark Yusko chats DCG and Grayscale Bitcoin Trust. Former U.S. congressional candidate Matthew Dimer interviewed hedge fund manager Mark Yusko about DCG, Genesis, GBTC, and what you should and shouldn't worry about regarding the 600,000 Bitcoins sitting in the Grayscale Trust. If you're at all interested in what's going on, listen to the interview. You can get that interview by tapping the button below. You can also find the interview on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. YouTubers said they destroyed over 100 VHS tapes of an obscure 1987 movie to increase the value of their final copy. They sold it on eBay for $80,600. Turns out some YouTubers bought all the copies of a movie, hyped it up to their followers, artificially manipulated the supply to create false scarcity, then sold out their collection for a profit. All openly, in plain view, for the public to see. It's a good thing those VHS tapes weren't NFTs, or else US regulators would have already opened an investigation. NFT creatives, here's your new US-approved strategy. First, start a YouTube channel instead of a Discord server. Second, buy the entire supply of an old, unused NFT collection. Don't create your own. Third, call them tapes and tell your followers about them. Fourth, burn all but one or a few. Fifth, sell the remaining tapes on eBay instead of OpenSea, like these guys did. Run the same playbook. Just change what you call it, where you sell it, and remove all utility from your NFTs. If you're open and transparent about it, Gary Gensler will let you sell whatever you want. You can read the story by tapping the button below. There's also a meme if you scroll down. JP Morgan says it was duped by a founder who made up 4 million customers. Bottom line, JP Morgan invested $175 million into an app designed to help students through the college financial aid process. That app was a fraud, as was its founder, who, like Sam Bankman-Fried, was on the Forbes magazine's 30 Under 30 list. My take, now is no time for the students are a scam bit. Anybody can make a case that college is a Ponzi scheme and student loans are really bad investments, but both serve valid needs. I'm not surprised that a company that laughed at FTX investors got zapped for the same thing with one of its own investments. There are no safe investments. The moment you have a penny in your hand, you have a penny at risk, or in this case, 17,500,000,000 pennies. Why we care? Because scams and frauds exist everywhere, not just in crypto. Also, the Forbes 30 Under 30 list seems just a little bit more shady now, doesn't it? You can read that article by tapping the button below. Jobs Corner. Certiq is looking for a digital marketing analyst. Entropy is looking for a senior blockchain engineer. Nascent is looking for a venture analyst. Gemini Exchange is looking for a senior product designer. Gelato Digital is looking for developer relations. DXDAO is looking for a treasury manager. Nethermind is looking for DevOps. Zapper is looking for a data engineer. DeFi Yield is looking for an SEO expert. And Aurora is looking for legal counsel. These jobs come from the Tools for Crypto newsletter. If you'd like to post a vacancy here in Crypto is Easy for free, email mark@markhelfman.com. Relax and enjoy the ride.